Greetings to the brightest audience in the country. I am Bob Enyart, the pastor of Denver Bible Church. We are working on a major open letter to Dr. James Dobson, a focus on the family. And I'll tell you about that in a moment, and we could use your help if you are in agreement. But first, a couple things. We've mentioned, and people are so excited that I'm going to mention it again for those who missed it, Bob Enyart Live, the TV show, is back on the air in Alabama Sunday nights. That's pretty exciting, in the cities of Trinity, Decatur, and Athens, Alabama, northern Alabama. So that really is thrilling. And I will be headed to Birmingham, Alabama, to help out with the Reverend Flip Benham and his Operation Save America event, July 14th through the 22nd. And that Tuesday night, I'll be presenting Focus on the Strategy 2, the sequel, as we presented it on Wednesday at the Colorado Capitol with Alan Keyes, Judy Brown, Brian Rohrbaugh of Colorado Right to Life. And what a historic event that was. Standing room only. Extraordinary event. So that's coming up in July. But hey, we're so excited that the TV show is back on TV in Alabama. Hey, that's not bad. And for those who like to watch the old classic TV shows, maybe the most popular Christian talk show in the history of TV. We were on for years in 80 cities. We got incredible Nielsen ratings. And you could subscribe to the BEL Televised Classics. You get them on DVD, shipped to you once a month, by calling us at 800-8-ENYART. Or you could go to our store. We have a brand new store at kgov.com online. And I need to announce, this is big, for the first time in over 10 years, that The Plot, my manuscript, the overview of the whole Bible, has been offered to the public. For the first time, it's now available in a downloadable form, in a PDF form. And the first person who got the very first copy downloaded called me up, and he was so excited because he said, I've wanted to find that list of the seven most important chapters in the Bible for understanding the overview of the Bible, and I couldn't find it paging through my plot, 320 pages. So I got the PDF version, I searched, and I found it immediately. That's exciting. So if you love The Plot and you'd like a downloadable version, you could go to kgov.com, the store, and purchase a copy of that, and you could download it immediately. Okay. And then also for those in the Denver area, people have been telling us they love our billboard. It's on Federal at 67th Avenue. You got to be traveling northbound to see the billboard. And it's a Bob Enyart Live 10 by 30 foot huge banner billboard that says, you're wrong, I'm right. You know, we're using the antagonistic approach. You're wrong in huge letters. I'm right. Bob Enyart Live, Monday through Friday, AM 670. And, of course, that's KLTT, 50,000 watts. But we're on the Internet also at KGov. That's KGOV.com. Okay. Now we have this letter to Dr. Dobson, and it is a very sobering letter. Sobering, discouraging, but crucially important. And people will say, well, Bob, you have an obligation biblically to first go to the person one-on-one and then go with two or three and then go to the elders. And we're basically going to try to do that by sending a FedEx copy of what I'm about to read you. This is only a raw draft, but we'll send a FedEx copy to Dr. Dobson. Now, he doesn't see the mail he gets because he gets thousands of letters and phone calls and emails every day. And we'll also send it to their new president of the organization and to their VP of public policy, Tom Minery. We'll send three FedExes in an effort to get it to Dr. Dobson before it hits the newspaper. The plan is for this to be a major ad in their hometown newspaper, the Colorado Springs Telegraph and Gazette. So, and by the way, when the Bible says you have to do this one-on-one, that's for things that are done in private. That's not for things that are done in public. Do you understand that? When things that are done in public, like praising a ruling that is wicked, that's done in public. So it is appropriate for Christians to respond in public. That's appropriate. But a lot of Christians don't understand that. So we'll take the step of attempting to reach Dr. Dobson in private. first. Okay. So here's, and this is a draft, and there are Christian organizations and leaders who've said, based on the initial draft, it's very raw, but they're inclined to sign this open letter to Dr. Dobson. So 2 years ago we did this, and it was only Denver Bible Church. But now it's a larger group of Christians. So the headline would be, and remember, everything I'm about to read is a draft. Dobson thanks God for brutally wicked ruling. Subhead, High Court proposes new ways to kill children. An open letter with love and sadness to Dr. James Dobson. Now I'll start reading and try to follow because, you know, hearing it is different than seeing it on paper. But Dr. Dobson, we the undersigned grieve at your celebration of one of the most barbaric opinions ever issued by an American court, and we plead with you to correct your misrepresentation of the Gonzales v. Carhart Supreme Court ruling and to re-examine your pro-life strategy. You applaud the, quote, pro-life justices. And when I say, quote, as I'm reading this, I'm either quoting from Dr. Dobson's article on this ruling this past week or from the ruling itself. You applaud the, quote, pro-life justices, unquote, nominated to the court by our Republican presidents for, quote, having the courage and conviction to stand for human life, unquote. But actually, these justices concur optimistically at Section 4, Part A, that, quote, and now I'll quote from the ruling, that the medical profession, that is, abortionists, they optimistically concur that abortionists, quote, may find different and less shocking methods to abort the fetus in the second trimester. That's because their entire ruling, they're only talking about second trimester babies. The justices that you called pro-life did not, quote, stand firm for human life, unquote, but they upheld a mere regulatory law under the Commerce Clause. Now, those are quotes that come out of the ruling, Section 4, Part B. They upheld a merely, in quotes, regulatory, unquote, law. They're just regulating, quote, under the Commerce Clause, unquote. They're not ruling under the do not deprive a person of life or limb without due process. They're not ruling under that. They're not ruling under the preamble of the Constitution, which says that we must protect ourselves and our posterity. They're not ruling under that, the personhood of the child. In fact, this ruling only attacks personhood and destroys the right to life of an unborn child. That's all it does. So these justices did not stand firm for human life, but upheld a mere regulatory law under the Commerce Clause, like a dialysis guideline. They actually suggest other ways for abortionists to kill the fully intact late-term child to comply with their ruling, such as, quote, now this is coming from the ruling itself, these pro-life justices, they suggest to abortionists, quote, a prior injection to kill the fetus, unquote. That's in Section 4, Part B. So they're not standing for life. They're just issuing a mere regulatory law saying, hey, use different methods to kill the baby, ones that don't look as shocking. That's not standing for life. That's helping to provide cover for the child killers, so it doesn't look so barbaric when you kill these babies. Appointed over the last quarter century by our pro-life Republican presidents, the justices of the majority, Kennedy, Roberts, Scalia, Thomas, and Alito, concur throughout their ruling, and specifically in Section 3, that the partial birth abortion ban and their ruling allow the abortionist to deliver a late-term baby all the way up to the navel, the belly button, before killing him. quoting from Section 3, Part A, to actually violate their ruling in this ban, to actually violate this regulation, quote, requires the fetus to be delivered until any part of the fetus past the navel is outside the body of the mother. So you can deliver the baby feet first through the legs, hips, and stomach up to the belly button, the umbilical cord, and then kill him, and that's legal. Now, until this ruling, it was also legal to deliver the baby an additional 4 inches up to his collarbone, up to his neck. So this regulation stopped 4 inches of the delivery process, and you could kill the baby anyway. There's not one ounce, not a speck, of defense of the personhood of the child in this ruling. Not a speck. In fact, it only undermines personhood further in our laws, further undermines personhood and the right to life of the child. It's a vulgar, repeatedly vulgar ruling. So let's continue. So this is the, we could call it the partial birth abortion ban, or we could call it the 4-inch ban. It's just a difference of 4 inches in that little baby. A baby in the 7th month is an average of 15 inches long from the belly button to his neck, about 4-inch difference. And the way you could kill the baby, and you could, well, let's continue. Dr. Dobson, you quote, thank God for this victory that affirms the value of human life, unquote. But this ruling is repeatedly vulgar in its affirmation of the brutal tearing apart of late-term living unborn children, as long as the baby is only delivered up to the belly button. The justices build upon the late-term abortion procedure called dilation and evacuation, which this ruling repeatedly upholds as remaining legal, stating at Section 3, Part C, Subsection 1, that, quote, D&E will often, that's a common form of late-term abortion that's legal. They build on this, D&E. They write that the justices, our pro-life justices, they concur that D&E will often involve a physician pulling a substantial portion of a still living fetus, say an arm or leg, into the birth canal prior to the death of the fetus. Then in the same Section 3, Part C, Subsection 1, and for the purpose of their current ruling, Justices Kennedy, Roberts, Scalia, Thomas, and Alito, regarding a still-living unborn child, ruled that, quote, the removal of a small portion, say an arm or a leg, of the fetus is not prohibited. How's that? That's their ruling. That's their law. That's what Dr. Dobson is calling standing firm for their conviction for human life. So let me continue. So our pro-life justices, Roberts, Scalia, Thomas, and Alito, concur that removal of a small portion, say an arm or a leg, of the fetus is not prohibited. Dr. Dobson, you mislead Christians, claiming this ruling will, quote, protect children, unquote. That's from Dr. Dobson's article on this last week. The court granted no authority to save the life of even a single child. You wrongly claim that this ruling finds that, quote, these are Dr. Dobson's words, that there is no constitutional right to slay a healthy, nearly born baby by stabbing it in the back of the head and vacuuming out its brains, all without even anesthetizing the child, unquote. In truth, the pro-life justices indicate repeatedly that abortionists can do just that and perform a textbook partial birth abortion as long as his intent was to only deliver the baby up to the navel. Section 3, Part A, states, quote, if a living fetus is delivered past the critical point, what's the critical point? That's the belly button. If a living fetus is delivered past the belly button by accident or inadvertence, no crime has occurred. Do you follow that, those listening to this radio program? Do you follow that? Our justices in this ruling that our pro-life Christian leaders are celebrating, this ruling that supposedly stops all partial birth abortions, which all it does is it actually urges the abortionist to kill these babies a different way, and they suggest ways to do it, and they say the abortionist may think of other ways that don't look so bad. But they also say, you know, the abortionist can do a textbook partial birth abortion as long as his intent was to stop at the belly button, but by accident or inadvertence, the baby came out further, then he could do exactly what Dr. Dobson just said. He has a constitutional right, according to this court, if the abortionist is delivering the baby, breech, feet first, and he's going to stop at the belly button because, well, there are no witnesses in the abortion clinic. It's only him and his staff, and the mother's laying down and half out. And he's planning to stop at the belly button, but the baby, maybe the woman's overdilated, as the justices point out in this ruling by the testimony they include. Maybe the woman's overdilated, or by accident or inadvertence, the baby comes out further because the baby just wants to be born. And he's coming out. That happens sometimes, you know, especially if a woman has had one or two previous babies or abortions. And so the baby's coming out, and he comes out right up to the neck. And then the abortionist does exactly what Dr. Dobson said the court would not allow. He says that the court found that there is no constitutional right to, and then it turns out there is a right to do this, even in this ruling, even by our pro-life justices that we're celebrating, there is a right for the abortionist, according to this perverse, wicked ruling, to slay a healthy, nearly born baby by stabbing it in the back of the head and vacuuming out its brains, all without even anesthetizing the child. In truth, this ruling allows just that, based only upon the abortionist's intent, and we know he would never lie about his intent. So if he just prefers to do a partial birth abortion in one instance for whatever reason, he'd just do it. As far as wicked rulings go, this isn't even a good wicked ruling. As far as absurd efforts go that have no chance to save even a single life, this is even a bad one of those. Let me continue with our open letter because I tend to comment here during it. So the court said no crime has occurred. The ruling permits a partial birth abortion if, for example, the mother is over, in quote, dilated, that comes from Section 3, Part C, Subsection 2 of the ruling, and the baby, by, quote, inadvertence, unquote, is delivered up to the neck, as in typical partial birth abortion, then the abortionist can kill her by, quote, intact DNA, that section says. Exactly in the brutal manner, Dr. Dobson, that you have just described. We have squandered the blood of the children killed by partial birth abortion, wasting it on a public relations ploy. This wicked ruling trivializes the brutality of the child being killed while his arms and legs are wiggling. Callously comparing that, this ruling compares the baby wiggling outside of his mother as then he's killed, this ruling callously compares that to learning the details of any medical procedure, like being squeamish over a tonsillectomy. That's what this ruling does. We'll quote that in a second. But let me let you know that to do a major ad, this could end up being a full-page ad. That's our goal in the Colorado Springs Telegraph Gazette. And in that paper, because that's the hometown of Focus on the Family, that's where they're located, along with about 100 headquarters of national and international Christian ministries. They are located in Colorado Springs by the dozens, by the scores. And so this is a very effective place to run an open letter like this in the local newspaper. But then also our intention is to buy advertising on conservative and Christian websites on the internet so that people, on the day that this is published, people can see an ad, an open letter to Dr. Dobson, and click on it and read the ruling for themselves. And then that, of course, can be spread by email to other Christians and pro-lifers around the country, and even in other countries, to warn pro-lifers of the dead-end approach of compromising on God's enduring command, do not murder, in an effort to stop abortion or to save children's lives. Okay, by the way, the event at the Capitol on Wednesday, what an extraordinary event it was. Colorado Right to Life. I've been involved for 20 years, almost, with Colorado Right to Life. I have never seen such an extraordinary, historic, successful pro-life event, re-energizing, invigorating, and setting on a solid foundation the effort to fight to stop child killing. It's just extraordinary. So a description of that event at the Capitol has been written up on the internet in different ways. And Jill Stanek, do you know who she is? World Magazine, the Christian World Magazine, they put out a list of the 30 top Christian pro-life leaders in the last 30 years. And she's on the list, Jill Stanek. And she has a blog at jillstanek.com. The blog is her homepage. And today, she quotes extensively from Alan Keyes and from Bob Enyart. In fact, she includes both of our photographs. And Judy Brown is mentioned. And these quotes, they're lengthy. From me, it's three paragraphs. And they're explaining how this ruling is destructive. It is wicked. And it actually helps the pro-abortion movement. Even, of course, you know, they're taking fits, but they lie. You know, they lie. So it actually helps them by further entrenching the right to kill children, even late-term children, in our law. And it has our pro-life justices urging the abortionists to find new ways to kill unborn children. And so you might want to go to her blog. In the comments after are fabulous. Most of them are in strong agreement with what we are saying in the warning. And Jill Stanek is taking this very seriously. And I haven't followed her since the ruling came out, but I'm pretty sure she was excited about the ruling. And now at the bottom of her blog, after quoting Alan Keyes and Pastor Bob Enyart, she is recognizing that it very well may be that this ruling is destructive and will backfire on the effort to save children's lives. That's pretty exciting. So we are eager to hear from you if you can help us underwrite this. Now, I went through this open letter, this raw draft, at church yesterday at Denver Bible Church, and we have heard from people listening over the internet the past couple days at what's been going on, who have said, hey, we need to do a letter to Dr. Dobson. And people at Denver Bible Church have given. And so far, we have raised $3,200 for this open letter. And this is very difficult for us to pull off because, well, Dr. Dobson said last week that they're giving to Focus. The giving is down $7 million since the election, you know, when the Republicans got slaughtered. And so, well, here at Bob Enyart Live, if the giving was down 700, we'd be struggling. So we can't do an ad like this without your help. So if you would like to help, you know, the people who have given, almost everyone has said, I want to do this. Here's $250. Here's $500. Almost everyone who's given. And if you can help, we're not going to do a lengthy fundraising effort. We are asking the people who could be a part of this to call us up, 1-800-8-ENYART, 1-800-836-9278, and offer to either send in a check, and you can make the check payable to the Colorado Springs Telegraph Gazette, or you could give us a credit card number, you could do that, or send a PayPal donation, and just make sure you mark it for the open letter. And then those who do that, if you're a part of this event, what we will do is email you the draft. I've read through the first half of the open letter. And the rest is, it gets increasingly powerful and sobering and painful. And the conclusion of the letter is extraordinary. And again, the goal is for this to be a major effort to redirect the pro-life movement and to restore it on a foundation of not compromising on God's command, do not murder. Because if Christian leaders will compromise and violate do not murder, then where are we going to find a standard from which to rally to victory? Where? So if you can, please call us at 1-800-8-NYART. That's 1-800-836-9278. Or you could send us a check payable either to Bob and Yart Live or to the Colorado Springs Telegraph Gazette. And you can mail that to Bob and Yart Live. NYART is E-N-Y-A-R-T. Bob and Yart Live, P.O. Box 583. P.O. Box 583, Arvada, A-R-V-A-D-A, Arvada, Colorado, 80001. Colorado's abbreviated CO. We also, the next thing to come in the ad is the list of leaders and ministries celebrating the ruling. This ruling, this ban that never had even the possibility of preventing a single abortion, never even the possibility. The leaders and ministries celebrating the ruling, and then the leaders and ministries condemning the ruling. So it's powerful, and it's important. And we are going to beg Dr. Dobson to reconsider and to repent from celebrating a ruling as evil as this one. One of the most wicked rulings in the history of American jurisprudence. One of the most wicked, and it is repeatedly vile and vulgar in its descriptions of ripping apart, tearing to pieces unborn children. All in the name of our Christian pro-life leaders and movement. Wow. Okay, we're out of time. Please call us if you can help. 800-8-NYART, 800-836-9278. Maranatha Christian Center in Arvada. What a neat school. Check them out. Maranatha. May God bless you.